This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, well, I love you guys, too. I really do appreciate you listening. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we opened the show talking about climate change deaths, and how, you know, if we aren't eco-friendly, we could be killing millions upon billions of people by the year 2100 because of all the natural disasters. Well, right now, a lot of school districts are thanking the plastic gods because they are passing out plastic water bottles to kids so they could drink. So what's going on here? So I don't know if you remember, I think it was yesterday or the day before, we spoke about how a school district in Maine, picked up per- and polyfluoroalkyl fluorinated substances. These are chemicals in the water system. And they were levels that were not at the standards. They were far above the standards that's allowed by the EPA. So they had to close up the drinking fountains and pass out water bottles. And I had said, thank God this school was on top of it and checked, because I don't think the schools are regulated to have to check all their water for these chemicals. Maybe they should. That I'm like, I hope all the other school districts are starting to check. Sounds like some of the other school districts are like, looks like we might have them too. So two schools in Aroostook County, Maine, had to start the year with a water fountain ban until end of November, and are passing out water bottles because of these PFAS chemicals that have been linked to cancer, blood disorders, infant deaths, things like that, and, you know, infertility, endocrine disruptions. And now Cumberland County, North Carolina, they have several schools that have been forced to switch to bottled drinking water exclusively after PFAS or PFAs were detected in their water. So they, according to Daily Mail, schools in at least six states have had their drinking water tested and have consequently banned the use of tap and fountain water. Now, I can't say if that's 100% of those being tested. Some might be within the normal level, but water testing is not necessarily legally required. And so I used to drink from drinking fountains all the time. Apparently, in Misco Hill Middle School in Mendon, Massachusetts, they, in the year 2022, had PFAS levels that reached 24 nanograms per liter. State's maximum concentration level is 20. Now, some of you say, what's the big deal? A 4 nanogram, elevation versus 20, what's the big deal? Well, these are known as forever chemicals. These things don't really seem to go away, and they could accumulate. So if your child, in the heat, in the humidity, during PE, during an outside activity, waiting in line, hits the drinking fountain multiple times, and you want the child to hydrate, then what's, you know, how much is accumulating? Not to mention at lunchtime, if water is served or people are able to get water and they go to the water fountain or they go to the dispenser, is that also the public water system? So these are things that need to be looked at. Apparently levels were even higher. The following quarter, the levels exceeded 43 nanograms, so double. They say testing by the Energy and Environmental Affairs revealed the school had elevated levels of PFAS. This is the one in Massachusetts, which exceeded state standards on more than 10 occasions. So this, I don't like to panic about chemicals because we are surrounded by chemicals. This is something that we're living with. I mean, who am I to talk about how, we need to rid all chemicals in the world when I put makeup on and eyeshadow and deodorant. I use body wash. I mean, I use fabric softener. We're surrounding ourselves with chemicals. When it comes to our babies and it comes to our kids and it comes to their brain development, we need to do a better job. So these per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances are a group of man-made chemicals that will not break down that easily and will accumulate. And these are things that have been linked to cancer, liver damage, thyroid disease, fertility issues, obesity. So we don't want them in our drinking water. Well, what's interesting is, I had said a couple days ago, I wonder if some other schools are going to also test and maybe make the switch. Now that kids are back at school, this might be a wake-up call. I wouldn't be surprised if schools all across the country are going to be, all right, we need to get these kids some water bottles. And honestly, I am very, very grateful for any sort of assistance that we're getting from Maui, that we're getting for Idalia affected areas. Cases and cases of water bottles are a staple that is needed, and so people can at least use it to wash, use it to drink. But again, it's requiring plastic. Now, what are some of the safest containers? Stainless steel. Stainless steel is pretty, pretty safe. Is that realistic? Is it cheap enough to make? I mean, we're able to get water bottles for $5 a case where I live. Sometimes we can even get them down to $3, $4 a case. Yeah, I think water is getting expensive these days. But it's because the plastic is cheap. Now, do I want my water in plastic? No. In the heat, I think the plastic is leaching chemicals in the water. But we've done that because we wanted to make water cheaper. We wanted to be able to package water. And it was a way to help those, especially with lower income, be able to get... You start to make everything in a stainless steel bottle. Look at Voss. Wasn't Voss water in glass? And then they switched to plastic. And it tasted better when it was in the glass. But a glass bottle of water costs $7 to $10 these days. So we have to make a decision. Now, and I'm not trying to be anti-climate change or pro-climate change, but, when we bag on what our habits and what we're doing, and we're threatening that it's going to kill everybody and that we're all, the deaths are going to be on all our souls and on our shoulders. And, but we also have to realize, thank God for us being able to have, ways to bring water to people who can't afford $7 a bottle. And in cases like this, these kids are being exposed to the chemicals in their drinking fountain. Yeah, they could probably be exposed in the water bottle. But right now, I wouldn't be surprised if school districts all across the country are thinking to themselves, oh, crap, getting tested. And then make sure your kids are bringing water to school just in case your school district isn't testing the water. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Hi, everyone. Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 4th is National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals and medical centers on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you cannot donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word during National Blood Donation Week. It all saves lives. You could sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. That's drdahlia.com. Remember, if one pint of blood can save three lives, imagine what the whole country could do.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So many of you have had questions about eyes and eye drops, and let's kind of talk about some of the headlines and some of the things you guys are dealing with your eyes. So we can't ignore there's been a pretty large recall of eye drops that have MSM, methyl sulfonate methane, and a couple brands have been included in a recall because of bacterial and pathogen infection. Yesterday, the FDA updated their recall list to include Dr. Burns Whole Health products. These were recalled as it pertains to the MSM drops, 5% and 15% solution eye drops. Why? Because there was apparently bacterial and fungal contamination. On the 22nd, the FDA warned consumers not to purchase the dry drops, the Dr. Burns MSM eye drops, as well as the Light Ease or Light Eyes MSM eye drops. I Repair. Now, apparently MSM has been touted as a means to repair eye damage. It's known, MSM is known for its anti-inflammatory work. They stimulate white blood cells, inhibits the activity of cytokines, which promote inflammation. So some people use that because it makes their eyes feel better when their eyes are inflamed. Somehow, these suckers, or some of the lots, got contaminated. FDA recommended to throw out the products. If you put bacterial or fungal-containing drops into your eyes, it could be life-threatening, let alone cause blindness. The Dr. Burns and Light Eyes Eye Drop products also contain MSM as an active ingredient. They say these products are unapproved drugs and illegally marketed in the U.S. There are no legally marketed ophthalmic drugs that contain MSM as an active ingredient. Not that I know of either. You know, and I'm hearing people are putting MSM into their eyes, and I'm like, I don't remember any new ophthalmic pharmaceutical preparation that does that. And I know people are pretty anti-pharmaceutical these days, but for me, I kind of use that as a barometer of, you know, has it gotten at least some sort of vetting, and studies done. So the FDA conducted sampling and testing, and they found that a lot of the products were contaminated with microbes and were not sterile. Your eye drops have to be sterile. Under the Federal Drug Food, the Food Drug Cosmetic Act, eye drops have to be sterile. Whether it's, you know, for your contact lens solution or... So Dr. Byrne apparently did agree to voluntarily recall. And some of the bacteria contamination that was found was Bacillus pseudomonas, mycobacterium, mycolic bacterium, methylubrum, as well as Exthiala fungus. So that's not good. I don't know exactly how many lots of it, but right now they are asking people to not purchase these drops. So if you notice, we doctors don't usually tell you to put stuff in your eyes unless we give it to you. You know, do you ever hear people say, go to the pharmacy and get some drops and put drops in your eyes, or go to the drugstore? We putting something into your eye is kind of, you know, dancing with the devil. And, you know, the eyes have a fantastic mechanism in play to keep stuff out. But it can only do so much. The tears that you make are very beneficial in terms of getting crap out of the eye, in terms of flushing things out, in terms of protecting the cornea, keeping the eye from drying out, which is why oftentimes your eyelids are taped during surgery. They'll tape your eyelids shut just in case you're one of those people whose eyelids open up. We don't want your eye or cornea to dry out because you might not be making tears when you're under and having anesthesia, so we'll take your eyes shut. And it's you know what, your tears and your tear capacity is vital. Not to mention the structures of the eye are very, very delicate. So there's not a lot of products over the counter I would commonly recommend. Now, some people suffer from dry eye, so sterile saline eye drops could help. Saltwater eye drops could help lubricate the eye. But I'm seeing some of these drops have chemicals in them. I don't know if I like that many chemicals in the eye. Now, I stopped wearing contacts. My eyes rejected the contacts. I wore contacts for years in medical school. And apparently my eyelids started to grow scar tissue to try to push against the contact. My eye did not like contact lenses. That's why I ended up getting LASIK. I didn't want to have surgery on the eyes. I didn't want to get LASIK. But my eyes were rejecting the contact lenses. So, you know, just because something is made for the eye doesn't mean it has to go in it. Now, you'll have people call up going, I have pink eye, I need antibiotic eye drops. We give antibiotic eye drops for pink eye, but we're not supposed to. So pink eye, true pink eye, is viral. When your child gets a cold or virus, or if you get COVID or another virus, you might notice that your eyes get red. Your eyes are going to get red, and they're going to get inflamed. And people say, yeah, but I had crust and goop, so it's bacterial. Some bacterial eye infections will cause the, you know, discharge, you're right. But most of the time when it's both eyes getting red and irritated, it's a virus. Now, I've said this once and I've said it again. I believe it when patients tell me antibiotics made them feel better. I know for me they did. And so we notice that sometimes the antibiotic eye drops seem to help people feel better, even if their pink eye is viral. And so we do write it because, God forbid, you do have a bacterial eye infection. We don't want to miss it. But whenever I have, let's say, a child who has pink eye, parents say, all right, well, when can my child go back? Can they go back tomorrow? Well, the rule of thumb used to be when you could go back to work or school after having pink eye was you have to wait till the redness and the discharge goes away, which will usually happen within 24 hours of starting the drops. The problem is because COVID can cause pink eye and we don't know what virus people have, I've been recommending still figure out why you have the pink eye. One, because I'm over the phone and I can't examine your eyes. I can't make sure you don't have something in there. There's something else going on. But number two is your eyes are the window to your soul. Well, it's also kind of the window to the body. And if your eyes are red and inflamed, then that means you have some sort of process going on in your body. And that needs to be addressed. And it needs to be, you know, taken care of. And people with COVID may have red eyes. I have patients call in saying, the eye drops aren't working. My eyes are still red. I go, well, of course, you have a virus. And COVID could last for days, weeks. So, yeah, the antibiotic eye drops might not be working. So usually if both their eyes are pink and goopy, it's probably viral. But some people do well with the eye drops. In terms of styes, some of you get little pimples on your eyelids. And doctors will write you an eye drop for it. You know, the eye drop is nice. An antibiotic eye drop is nice in case that stye pops and you get pus in your eye. But most eye doctors don't like people doing that. They say just use warm compresses. Right? Eventually, it's going to open up. Your body's going to flush it out. You don't necessarily need antibiotics. What I do is I kind of compromise. I'll give an antibiotic eye ointment. I think the antibiotics might accelerate the stye to heal. Plus, it provides that protection in case it pops. But a drop dissipates pretty quickly. It doesn't really sit on that lid and dig into that stye. So I don't know if I would recommend necessarily eye drops for styes. Now, some of you get eye pain because you have increased eye pressure, like glaucoma. So if you start to have a spike in eye pressure, you could have a red, painful eye. Patients call in going, I got pink eye. No discharge, but my eye hurts. Well, you know, that could be glaucoma. Some of you scratch your eye, and your eye will weep and weep and tear. So you say, all right, you know what? I got pink eye. Give me some antibiotic eye drops. Well, if your eye is tearing and tearing, it's because either something's in there or it's really, really inflamed. And some people that scratch their cornea, they can't even open their eye. It hurts too much to open their eye. You got to get seen. We need to evaluate what damage happened to the cornea if you tore part of the conjunctiva, which is the lining of the eye. And then from there, yeah, we might give eye drops to prevent infection, but you really should have an exam of the eye. So, there's so many other things. There's iritis. Iritis is an inflammation of the eye, can cause pain. Any vision changes you have, you've got to get your eye looked at. Any eye pain, it should be looked at. If you're one eye versus both, and one eye is really getting mean, again, yeah, I recommend all people get their eyes examined, but especially, you know, if you have one mean-looking eye, it's got to get looked at. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. Tropical storm Idalia still on the move. The National Hurricane Center in Miami reporting the center of the storm heading toward the coast of North Carolina today. Thousands still in the dark in Florida's Big Bend area after Idalia made landfall as a Category 3 hurricane there yesterday. New York Governor Kathy Hochul banning swimming at several Long Island beaches because of strong rip currents there caused by Idalia. Officials say that swimming ban may continue tomorrow as well. A Capitol rioter who bragged on social media that he took the White House has been arrested in Georgia. The FBI said yesterday that 52-year-old William Beals is being charged with a felony count of knowingly making false statements and several other offenses. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while this country is moving to electric cars, which I think need to slow down just a little bit, I understand electric cars move pretty quickly, but maybe the transformation from being a fuel-dependent car country to an electric car-dependent country, I think needs to move a little bit slower, because I think we're going to fish out a lot of issues and problems along the way. First problem I saw when it was recommended that half of all new cars by the year 2030, which is coming up screechingly fast, need to be electric vehicles. The first thing I kind of thought of is, how's that going to work with apartment complexes and dorms and college parking and apartment duplex parking? How's that going to work? And there's been this big push that, you know, we need to help, you know, those who are not as financially stable as others, and those of, you know, the lower income brackets, you know, to help them as gas prices are rising. Well, are these cars cheaper? Have the prices gone down to where I can't afford an electric car? I'm fortunate. I'm a physician. I can't afford an electric car. And then you need to have the right sort of power source. And you need to have access to charging every night. So how do you do that? You could do it if you have a beautiful home. If you have your own single family residence, you can do that. But what if you don't? And if these apartment complexes need to then put in for their 1,000 units, 1,000 charges, which still won't be enough because you have people with multiple cars who live in an apartment, where does that cost get passed on? Well, another little thing that has kind of reared its head are the fuel taxes. Now, we spoke about how our gas varies in price depending on where you live. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, pretty expensive. I've been posting some of the pictures of what, you know, we've been paying for gas, which really, really stinks. But it varies not only on how far away you are from a refinery and demand, but also state taxes. Well, interestingly, those taxes are revenue that states need. And we're being told in Texas that if you are going to own an electric car, if you're not going to be paying the fuel taxes, you're going to have to pay additional registration fees. So we're being told by Daily Mail that Texans who buy electric cars are going to have to pay a $400 fee to register their car, which is 8 times the fee paid by gas motorists. If you've already owned an electric vehicle, you'll just have to pay a $200 registration fee. And the measure is expected to bring in $38 million in revenue that is now being lost if people are not paying through fuel tax. Now, Texas did offer a tax credit of $2,500 for electric vehicle purchases, but I guess that program only ran through January of this year. So you can still get other federal incentives up to $7,500 in federal tax credit, but it's only certain models and not everybody's getting the full $7,500, which is nice. I mean, that means you could take off $7,500 from the price of a car in terms of your, you know, if you're able to minimize some of that income tax load. But some of these vehicles are still $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 base. It's not still too rich for my blood. But critics of the new law say it's going to discourage people from purchasing electric vehicles, and it's not going to effectively address the state's issues with road funding. Nonprofit organization Consumer Reports describes it as a punitive tax on people who choose to go electric. Tesla owner Robbie Chapman told KCEN TV that a fair way to balance the lost gas tax income would to be charge electric vehicle owners by how much they drive. Now, you could maybe do a charging tax, but if people only charge at home, then how does the state get that revenue? So, you know, I don't really necessarily like talking about taxes because I hate being taxed and I think we spend a lot in taxes. But when we look at everything that these states have to pay for or the federal government is paying for, you wonder, where is the money coming from? You know, and why is gas so expensive? Well, that's how the states make money. So if somebody's not buying gas, they need to get that money somewhere else. So how are they going to get it? And those who are already paying the fuel tax aren't going to want to be doubly taxed. So maybe what they'll have to do is just get rid of the fuel tax and just do these are road taxes. This is going to be part of your state tax. The problem with that is for those individuals who drive on the roads more than others, they're going to say, why am I paying this? Yeah, it's an interesting argument. Just like with insurance. Why should I pay for a mammogram if I'm not getting mammograms? Why should I pay for maternity if I'm not having a baby? Why should I pay for prostate cancer treatment if I don't have a prostate? Why should I pay for transgender surgery transitioning if I'm not transgender? So you know, we have a kind of an inconsistency and kind of hypocritical systems where we pay for things we aren't using. You know, just like schools, we pay for schools even though we're not using the schools or we don't have kids in the schools. But when it comes to our taxes, you know, people are going to say, hey, I don't need to pay those because I don't use it. And once we open up the can of worms, we're going to have people not wanting to pay for Medicaid, not wanting to pay for roads, not wanting to pay for, you know, I don't use those roads. I just use one road to go to work and back. I don't use any of the other roads. So how do you, well, so usually what the cities and municipalities do is they go, look, this is the tax, you know, shut up or move out. But, you know, fuel tax was pretty easy. It was, all right, if you are using, you know, anything that has fuel, there'll be a way that you will have your tax burden based on what you're using. Even if there's a public transportation increase in a ticket price, that might cover the extra fuel or the road issues. But then what do electric vehicle people pay for? You still need the road. An electric vehicle owner still needs a road. So how do you tax them for the road? You know, so it's, I don't know, it just kind of shows that you got to kind of think things through. And so, you know, one option is, all right, well, if you're not going to be paying fuel tax, then just pay the one-time fee for having an electric car. But now people think you are discriminated against. According to the National Conference of State Legislators, 32 states have additional charges for EV drivers, with much of the revenue going towards highway funding. South Dakota and Hawaii charge the lowest fees, $50. Washington residents have to pay about $225. Now, Bank of America has added benefits for electric car owners to their rewards program. And again, you know, incentivizing people to do this, I really think a balance is going to be the nicest. But I see these Tesla charging stations, and I see these charging stations. I mean, everybody and their mother has some sort of a vehicle. And I'm not saying everybody, there's some people that don't have vehicles and need to use public transportation. But we have millions and millions of people having cars. Some people have two or three cars. And unless you have a single family residence, you know, or an apartment that has plenty of charging, that's a problem. And I know some people say, Dr. Dahlia, you're blowing this out of proportion. Not everybody in an apartment complex is going to have an electric car. All right, let's say you have a 1,000 or 1,000 units, and you have two people in each. Let's say they're a couple. Now you have 2,000 people. Let's say only a quarter are going to have electric cars. Let's say only a quarter. You need 500 charging stations. 500. Does the average apartment have that? You are going to have to build. Do we have enough wires? What's the climate effect and the, you know, carbon footprint of doing that? And mind you, I think it's really, really cool that we have electric cars. I think they could do a lot to help the environment. But did we think this through? I mean, I you know, is it really that practical? 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So COVID news, we got the EG.5 and the BA.2.86 that is making their rounds. And I am seeing patients that are coming down with COVID. Some of them are having severe breathing issues. I have had to send some people to the hospital. So these numbers coming from the CDC where the hospitalizations are rising and some deaths are rising are not wrong. They're not fabricated. Doesn't mean we need to lock down. Doesn't mean we need to do mandates. Doesn't mean we need to fire our amazing military or first responders or nurses and frontline workers for not wanting to get a vaccine. But the cases are rising, and we are in another wave of it. That's the truth of the matter is. The EG.5 variant is known as Eris. It makes up now, according to prevention, 20% of the new COVID cases in the U.S. And we also have the BA.2.86, known as Parola. So Eris and Parola. These cases are growing, and they are evolutionarily pretty smart in terms of taking advantage of the situation now. Because when flu comes, one of the reasons why we had a milder flu season wasn't not all about the masks and social distancing and locking down, which did help because you're not in crowds and you're not getting exposed to things, but because it doesn't have that competition. So when it comes to your respiratory cells, you only have so many, and the virus particle is going to try to compete with other viruses to get it. And so if flu is too slow or bulky, and COVID is more wily and smart, it's going to get in. And how COVID works, just like any other virus, is it takes the cell. It teaches the cell to make more virus. Cell breaks, releases more baby viruses. And then the baby viruses go, Mommy, look at me. Well, great, squirt. Like, what was it with Nemo Fishy? Right? Slap me some fin. Noggin, dude. So then little baby viruses are like, look at me. So they go, they get onto new virus cells. Enter those, make that cell make more of their viruses, and then, and so the faster they could do this, the faster they could then consume and take over, which is why bacterial infections seem to go slower than viral infections. If you notice, when you have a virus, you, all of a sudden you're like, whoa, this just popped, what happened? Just like with flu, you used to be able to give me the time and date of when you got sick. Well, I went to work. I felt good. We had a lunch meeting. Then I went to the office. I had a conference call till about 1:30. I went to the bathroom. When I sat down at my desk, then I felt bad. And I felt like a truck ran over me. And you would be able to describe almost to the minute when you got the flu. Well, you obviously got the flu a couple days prior. But what happened is enough of the viruses had affected enough cells exponentially that by the time your body, you know, tries to take it on with the fever and the body aches and wakes up and it attacks it, it's pretty abrupt. Whereas with bacterial infections, they have to divide into 2, 4, 8, 16. And so with sore throats, you know, these sore throats can take a day or two to kind of grow and grow and grow. Pneumonia. Can a bacterial pneumonia take a little more while to grow? And I'm not saying all bacterias are slow, but skin infections. I mean, chicken pox, all of a sudden your kid wakes up, there's spots all over them. Yet when you have a skin infection, it gets a little bit more pink, it's a little bit more pink. It's a little slower. It could still be fast. Bacteria could still move very quickly, but viruses are faster. So you have a virus that is not right now competing with flu and competing with rhinoviruses, adenoviruses, enteroviruses, and other sorts of viruses that'll circulate cough and cold season. And now that people are back together, back at work, back at school, yeah, it's able to spread. So it knows what it's doing. And I think COVID will always be with us and have some sort of a wave, whether it's the fall, winter, spring, summer. Because it's going to find ways of, remember, it's very smart. All it has to do is figure out how to survive. You and I have to figure out, what are we going to wear? Are we going to charge our car? What are our fuel prices going to be? Virus doesn't have to worry about any of that. All it has to do is live. So this EG Eris variant is a descendant of Omicron. And it is contagious. They kind of, it's like the grandfather, Omicron is like Eris's grandfather, so to speak. Not causing a lot of severe disease. For some it can, but it's been still milder than other variants, but it's out there. The Parola, the BA.2.86, might be more of a concern, but still overall people have been doing well. Why? They have natural immunity. They have vaccine immunity. Now, again, you know, nobody wants to tell a person to go and get sick on purpose, but having prior exposure will give you a type of immunity. And so since all of us, after we got vaccinated, got hit with Omicron anyway, we ended up, a lot of us, getting now dual immunity. So what are the symptoms? Very similar. Cough, sneezing, sore throat, fatigue, body aches, congestion. You think you have a sinus infection. People call in going to have a sinus infection. And it's notorious for causing a viral sinus infection. Fever, chills, difficulty breathing, not only out the nose but also in the lungs. You feel winded. You're walking to your car, you're walking around your house, and you feel winded. Can cause nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, also pink eye. Don't be surprised, pink eye. We spoke about eyes. Eyes can get red. So when I have an adult that has pink eye, I'm like, did you test for COVID? These at-home COVID tests, as I've said before, are missing some of them. I have patients say they were negative, but I retook it today, and now I'm positive. Well, thank God they retook it. What a lot of people do is they just take them once, go, I'm good. Well, these at-home COVID tests were designed for the original wild type. It might not always pick up Eris or Parola. So diarrhea, vomiting, people call up with diarrhea and vomiting, say it's food poisoning. It could also be COVID. So the U.S. FDA announced that they would ask COVID vaccine makers to focus using the XBB 1.5 variant for their new vaccines. Now, the XBB 1.5 is still similar and would be a good match for Eris. And it could still be a good match for Parola. But you see how we're just always behind the curve. XBB was kind of big in the spring and early summer. But that's not what's going to be the big one now. But it might have enough of the components of the spike protein to give some protection. Now, as I told you with the flu shot, you know, our flu shot on a good year is 60% effective. And people always ask, why only that? And I go, well, that's actually damn good. And they're like, well, why? I was like, well, because we have to decide our flu shot before the flu season, before we know what the dominant strains are. We need to know by February what our flu shot's going to be. And we used to say, well, it'll depend on Australia's flu season. But if you think about it, Australia's flu season doesn't start till May. So when Australia goes from May to November with their flu, and we go from November to May, we can't use Australia's data when we have to decide by February. Because by February, it has to be decided, and then it has to be approved, it has to be formulated, that has to be approved, it has to be manufactured, it has to be distributed, so we could get it by August, September. So it's a guess. Now, sometimes it's a pretty good guess, but sometimes it's a miss. So with the COVID vaccine, same thing. In order to make a COVID vaccine this fall for the new strains, we would have had to figure it out months and months before, almost half a year before. Well, that's where they figured out XBB. So for those of you who do well with the vaccines, you might want to think about that. For those of you at high risk, talk to your medical provider. I'm very happy that my booster last year prevented me from getting COVID, but I hated the way I felt for a month after getting the vaccine, so I don't know if I'm going to get a booster. I usually publicize everything I do, so you guys will know. I'll tell you first if I'm going to. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Eating, working, living pain free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable.
Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.